Not really. It's a good thing. I mean, I understand that it's a lot to do, but and in that sense, I guess you get stuck. I don't mind being in the hospital, but you should be able to, you know, keep the facts in your head. It's a little bit complicated, but we'll be able to do it. All right. But there's always two things, you know, and you have to be able to go through the thing and realize what's the main point. Okay, so now the Gemara comes with a different angle here. A different angle. That what? Up to this point we were saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, the caper is not the fruit. Right? Because that would seem to be... It's an edible thing, right? But it surrounds the fruit. Right? It surrounds the fruit. Yeah. I mean, according to the tours, it's difficult. How do you learn machlokas? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. But because he seems to learn everything is bracha and orlo is the same. All these things are the same. But by bracha, he says it goes by ikar hapri. Ikar hapri. Right. So what's the machlokas over here? What's the machlokas? I mean, nobody really helps you too much over here. What's the machlokas? Whether the kafrisin are considered pri or not. I mean, it's a machlokas tanoim. Right. Whether it's considered a pre or not. It's a shomer pre, but whether it's considered a pre. It's hard to define that. It's a hard question to define. But we were saying that it has to do with the fact that it is, it's not like a leaf, right? Because the leaf and the shusa, the shoot, that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds Yechayev Meiser, right, on the tomorrows, but that the Rishonim say is like a yerek. The mice are like a yerek. Not like a pri. Ramban says, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says an esrog, the esrog tree, is like a yerek and like a pri. Beginning of Kedushin, the drachim. Certain drachim is like a yarek, and certain drachim is like a priest. See, it's not a steer to have one thing that can have different qualities. It's an interesting thing, yeah.
Isn't yarek pre Adama? So what do you mean by pre exactly?
Pre of the eights.
Pre eights.
But as we said on Friday, that it has to be distinct to be an entity to begin with. But then, does it relate essentially to the, does it relate to the tree, or does it relate back to the ground? So the branches and the leaves, that's apparently considered part of the tree. So even though it's a component, so even though it's a separate entity, it'll be considered not a pre of the tree, but a pre of the earth. But the fruit, which seems to be the propagation of the tree, back to our original definition, is a pre. Now the kafrisim is a little bit confusing because it's butl, it's a part of that separate entity. But it doesn't function like that separate entity. So there's a machlokas. It's hard to define. Is it like a grera? Like agav grera, it's going to be dragged along with the pri? Or do you say it goes by, functionally, it's not a pri? I don't know exactly the definition, but it would seem it does fall into a murky zone. It's hard to say exactly what they're holding. Right? But it does fall into that murky zone. Where it's part of that entity, right? Similar to what we discussed about the beans. It's part of that entity, but it doesn't function in that process of the growth of the seed. So is it more like the branch or like the fruit? That's machlokas tonight. So as the Ram says, he says the avionos, who avionos is hapri, that is the pri, the definitive thing. It goes by a certain definition, and only the fruit has that shame. Okay? But now the Gemara says, granted, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, and we hold the Kafrisin are not the pri, but why still should Rav Ashi eat the Kafrisin? Why still should Rav Ashi hold that they're mutter be'orla? Because there's another isser. There's an isser on orla, not just on the pri, but even on the shomer pri. So even if the kafrisin don't qualify as a pri to be usser the orla, essentially, why shouldn't it at least be a shomer pri, right? That's the question. So now we're going to try to define Shomer HaPri. Okay. So let's start. The Tepuk Leh Denasa Shomer HaPri. Just out of curiosity, how far did you get? To the parenthesis?
We just got to, after the Elam HaRava, like through that statement, before Rav Nachman.
Okay. Go ahead. Who wants to read? John, you want to try?
Sure, I'll read. Okay. The Tepuk Leh Denasa Shomer LePri, the Rachman Amar, the Orlatem Orlaso Espirio. S, Atapa LePri. So you should say that that it's a Shomer LePri, the Kaprizin.
Right.
And therefore, they partake of Orla, even though they're not the pre.
Or Raltimus, or also S period. S-period. So it says S for the pre. So it's S period. So what does that mean? That's a Tufel the pre. S is a reboy for the Tufel the pre. So what is a Tufel the pre? What kind of a concept is that, a Tufel the pre? So that's what the Gemara asks. My Nihu, what's a Tufel the pre?
My new Shomer LePri.
Shomer LePri. Yeah, what is that? That little shock of attack. Where's Max? Max not back yet?
He's not coming back until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Let's see Rashi, but typically.
Di nami Rabbi Akiva, da'amalin in maisa delav pirinimu.
Right.
In orla asiri kafrisim, da'havale shomer.
So even though Rabbi Akiva holds by Meiser, because that was what the statement was, by Meiser, it's not a pri. But by Orla, why isn't it a Shomer pri? So what is the Gemara saying? It says, what is a Tafel a pri, the Shomer? So what does that mean? What is the Tafel a pri? Now Orla is Osir Ba'ano, right? So it doesn't have to be talking about something that's edible. Could be something even for fire, I mean, whatever. Right? Like the shell of a nut. It's not an edible thing. So So tofel lepri doesn't mean in the sense of doesn't even mean in the sense of ochel. It has to be edible, right? I mean, on the contrary, it would seem if it was edible, it would be part of the pri, right? But so the Gemara says you have the pri, and now the Torah is telling you there's something that's tofel to the pri. So what's tofel to the pri? So it's not the pri, but it's tofel to the pri. So how does it become tofel to the pri? Yeah.
It functions for the pre.
It functions for the pre. In some way, it functions for the pre. That's what the Gemara seems to indicate. It has to have a functional, as you wouldn't say, like the stem that the fruit grows on is tofel the pre. Right?
Tofel means like a relationship.
Tofel means a relationship to it. And part of it in some way. You don't say the branch is part of the fruit. You know, you just don't say that. It has to be subsumed under the pre in some way. Right? So someone says, well, how do you have a tofel to a pre? Must mean it's a shomer to the pre. Okay? All right, go ahead.
Okay. So Amar Rava, Hecha Minan Denasa Shomer Lepri. So when do we say that it becomes a Shomer Lepri? Hecha Deisei Bein Betolosh Bein Mechubar. When it's there, when the fruit is detached and attached. Hecha Bein Mechubar, you say Betolosh Lesei. But over here, by the Kafrisim, They are present when it's attached, but they fall off when it's detached. So Rashi.
Yes. So Rashi apparently is bothered with this, with the plain meaning of this Gemara, of Tolish and Mechuba. Right? Why?
Factually not true.
No. Why? Apparently, once the thing is actually tolush, it shouldn't affect its shame anymore. Well, the shame should be defined by how it grows. The shame should be while it's on the tree. Once it's tolush, now it's in a state of decay. I mean,
why can't you say that the way it is when it's tolush points to how it was when it was attached? Meaning that that's just demonstrates that it was never really a part of it.
Shomer the premiums has to be a part of it at a certain time. And because it falls off later, it doesn't mean it wasn't a Shomer the Pre at that time. I mean, it's superfluous now. Right? There's a question in the Gemara. Maybe you remember this, John. That what's the simen of a kosher fish? Right? So everybody knows, fins and scales, right? But there's a question to go on. What if the scales fall off when you pull it out of the water? Right? What if the scales come off when you pull it out of the water? Certain fish like that. What do they say? Is it a sturgeon? Something like that? Or, no? So what do you say? So it's a strange Gemara. I mean, if you would ask a biologist how do you define a fish that has scales, he wouldn't say, well, first you got to see what happens when you pull it out of the water. I mean, it has scales. Pulling it out of the water is
it's like an abrogation.
That's its misa. That's considered misa on Shabbos. If you pull a fish out of the water, you'd be chayav of netilas neshama. That's the death of the thing. I mean, and if you scrape its scales with a piece of metal, it also comes off. Right? So we wanted to find the machlokes over there.
Doesn't seem completely analogous to that, though.
But the point is that after it's tolush, it's not how it grows anymore. That's not the pre. That's already man doing something to the pre. It's already ruining the pre.
It's not considered like an essential like state of the pre. I mean, the pre is an ochel now. Doesn't have.
But how far are you going to go betolish? What does that mean, betolish? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean you pull it off when it's... It means in its detached state, it won't naturally exist with the... Like, the shell's like part of the...
Once the fruit falls off the tree...
It's still a fruit, though.
But why should you... That should be... We're talking about orla. We're talking about the Isser orla. The Isser orla has to be fully defined on the tree, it would seem. Can't wait till later to know if the thing is Isser orla or not.
You're not practicing until later.
Talking about, is this thing a shomer or a tree? I mean, yeah, it happens to...
We are waiting until later.
Not practically. You're not going to wait till later. I mean, you'll know how it works.
I understand, but you're saying... Where's the isser, because it's from the tree. Why should you have definitions? Why should you say because when you take it off the tree, it'll fall off? Now all of its definition is from growing on the tree. How do you borrow a definition from the fact that later something's going to happen to it? Doesn't seem to be able to define the. The fruit, in relation to its source of Issa, which is the tree, doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem to make sense. You should define it by later.
But this definition seems to be tied to the pre. You know, I know that in Orla right
no,
now...
No, but Orla
we're
is the
tree,
whole thing is the tree.
I know, but we're asking what is acting as a part of the tree. And this particular thing only functions as part of the pre.
Right.
So that's where its definition lies. So when it is attached to the tree, that's true. So when it is attached to the tree, we have to know how it functions. But its definition comes from the pre.
But even so, what is the pre? I mean, the pre is. It would seem that the pre should go by how it grows. After that, man is already processing it. I mean, man is already destroying it. You pull the pre off, it's dying. That's the end of the line for the pre.
I'd say it stops growing.
It'll start decaying. I mean, entropy will kick in, no?
Entropy kicks in while it's growing.
That's not a natural
while
state.
While it's growing. Not while it's growing.
That's not a natural state of the pre, though. Like, tullish?
But it doesn't seem to me... I mean, I'm saying... You can argue. But I'm saying, what do you see from Rashi? Rashi doesn't say when you pull it off. Why doesn't Rashi say tullish means when you pull it off?
But actually, it doesn't fall off then.
But the facts change anyway.
What do you mean?
Because later on he says it falls off earlier.
You're reading Rashi to mean that that's what tullish means? I'm just wondering.
Tullish means, Rashi says, but tullish does not mean when you pick it. Betulish means when it's fully ripened and it's ready to be picked. That's betulish.
Could I just maybe say another possible way to read Rashi? We just thought that maybe it really doesn't mean betulish, but the fact that it falls off, kishmagel es bashel, means that since it's tullish, it falls off after it ripens. Once it falls off, when it falls off, it'll already by definition have no more shell because it had already ripened. And when it ripened, the shell already fell
off.
That
is true, but the important part is that it fell off before you picked it.
Wait, how do you understand? Sofo shenofo imenu kishimagili is bashel.
Right. In other words, whatever you want to say, even according to let's put it this way, even what you're saying, nobody would say that if picking it makes it fall off, that would be a factor at all. Nobody would say if the picking makes it fall off, that's no good.
That would be like the fish case.
Because that has nothing to do with the natural definition of the pre. So that's what Rashi says. Bitolush, he means, like you're saying, when you come to pick it, which is sofo, when it's fully formed, bitolush is talking about its stage of development. Nobody says bitolush means when you pick it. That would be like pulling the fish out of the ocean. So how could it be a question of that? Why should it say that it's not kosher if you pull the fish out of the ocean and the scales fall off? Because that's a different halacha over there. That's halacha of simone dog. And as a simon...
Identification.
Identification. It's not an idea. It's not that the fins and the scales make it kosher, mm-hmm. but it's an identification. Mm-hmm. And we identify things out of the water. We don't identify things in the water. So if Torah gives you a simen of scales, it's not a simen of scales if they fall off when it comes out of the water. That's a question on what what's that? What's the idea of scales? Is it a zoological thing that scales are a machshir, or it's a simen? That's a separate question. Anyway, so if the shomer falls off before it's fully ripe, or after it's fully ripe, right? You have to say that, I think, right?
Yeah.
Means it's already fully ripe, and the thing falls off, then, or we could say ripe, we could be a little more vague about it, right? Then it's not a shomer l'pri. Yeah, but the kafrisim fall off, Rashi doesn't want to say when, right? Just says, the fact is, when the thing is ripe, the kafrisim have already fallen off.
So it seemed like, just according to Rashi, so let's say the thing was fully ripe, but it was still attached to the tree. So the kafrisim would fall off.
The kafrisim will have already been gone.
They'll be gone, even though it's attached.
Of course.
So, but what I understand about what you are, the tree still has an existence. The tree still has an existence after it's fully ripe. You would still say
yes.
The tree.
Absolutely. That's why it's not a shomer l'pri. That's precisely why it's not a shomer l'pri. It's not a shomer l'pri. Because it's gone and the pri is still here.
So what's bothering?
What kind of a shomer is that?
What
I'm just saying Rashi doesn't want to say that it has to do with the fact. It doesn't mean that when the farmer comes, the thing is on there, and when he picks it, it makes it fall off.
Because of the picking.
That's right.
I see.
It has to do with the natural thing. Polish okay. Doesn't mean when it's actually severed, because that would imply before it's severed, it's on. That's what Rashi's trying to remove. Don't think that when it says bitolish, it means before you pick it, it's on, and once it's picked, it falls off. That doesn't make any sense.
By Nates, when he says that it falls off when it's misyavesh, that's still on the tree? I know it's a little later.
All the way at the end?
It's in Chayavim Ba'orla, is the Dibur HaMasal.
Let's take it slowly, because at that point we're trying to compare Nates with the Kafrisim, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's see. Go ahead. Let's keep it on mind. So that's the first definition of shomer l'pri. Right? That's the first definition of shomer l'pri. That it's on. How would you say it? Just actually, that what? That it's on the pri.
While it's developing.
No. Yeah.
Once it's ready to be picked, when
it's
reached that stage.
It's on the pre until maturity, right? Throughout its maturity. Throughout its life. It's permanently on the pre. I mean, it can't be more permanent.
I thought you wanted to define what the kafrisim are.
No. I wanted to define shomer pre. Let's just label it first. Mm-hmm. Let's describe it first. Shomer pre means it remains on the pre. Throughout its existence on the tree, right? Even bitolish, it's there.
Right.
That's a shomer pri. Even bitolish, right? Meaning to say, it's permanently there. I mean, isn't that basically what I'm saying? It's permanently there, as opposed to kafrisin, which fall off at a certain point, Rashi doesn't. I mean, you don't have to say Gemara is changing this fact. Here it just doesn't say.
Right.
It doesn't say when exactly
right,
it falls off.
Mispashal means like somewhere around the ripening process.
Yeah, it doesn't say exactly when it falls off. It's just that's what Rashi puts in the negative, I guess. He's just saying the kafrisin don't. They don't remain there. They don't remain there. Past the ripening. Right? Jeremy?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I was thinking, like, what was the difference between mechubar and talish?
Yeah.
If by talish is when it's attached also, and mechubar is when it's attached at an earlier stage, right? That's all it meant. That's fine.
Right, it's true. It's a good question. It is a little funny. I mean, it says it's there, b'mechubar. I mean, mechubar doesn't really tell you much. B'mechubar isay. You don't know when that means. You don't know when that is. That's why Rashi doesn't explain the mechubar isay, because you don't know when. Mechubar is a very long time. B'tolish leisay means it's not there in the pre's final form. In other words, in the final tzura of the pre, it's not there. So b'mechubar, right? B'tolish isay, to be a shomer, would mean the final tzura of the pre includes the klipa, the shomer, right? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. How do you want to do this? You want to take a couple of things and then we'll try to define the.
Machlok is the first one.
You want to do it piece by piece?
No.
I'd rather go through. Let's go through. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Esvei Abaye.
Esvei Abaye. Pitma shel rimon mitzarefes hanit shelo ein mitzarefes.
Okay, so what are we talking about over here?
So the pitma is the...
Okay, yeah, right. Two things we're talking about. What's the pitma of the rimon? Go ahead, Rashi.
Pitma shel rimon. Haprach shel berosho.
Perach shel berosho. So that's the flower at the top. Right?
Kein sheyesh letapuchim lesfaragrin. Like the little like piece of wood that goes off the top of the apple.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by the top, but it's the bottom, the way we look at it. If you picture an apple, it's the bottom.
Not the part where the branch.
It's not the stem.
No.
No, that's not a flower.
It's a very small. Like that
star,
the flower.
The star thing. Of course, you were very. The apple is the ovum. Once again, right? I have a good picture of a pomegranate. I just brought it down. In the office. You want to get it?
Okay.
Someone want to get it? All right. Whatever. You.
When you got my biology book, it has a picture of.
Oh, really?
Flower.
No, just get it. Somebody want to get it, or if we want, it's a waste of time. Anybody want to see it? Help you to see it or not?
Yeah, let's see it.
It would help you to see it? Okay, you want to get it?
Levy wants to see it.
It's on the desk in the office. Okay, we'll just fill in some of the gaps while you're gone. Don't worry about it.
Is there a flower on the bottom of the apple?
Well, you see bottom and top, not apparently not. What is a spargling, you know?
Didn't look it up.
A white?
Maybe they take it off.
Spargling?
Sparkling.
I don't know this.
Oh, they are supposed to say that was quince.
Quince? Ah. Quince is the type of an apple.
Okay.
You want
to go. It's a citrus, more of a tart apple.
Apples and something else. Like apples.
Okay, so that's the top, right? So
that little piece
is mitzarefes. Right, so Tumas Ochlin has a shear of kibetzus. Now you want to know how much do you have? How do you have the shear? So you can include the pitom. I guess it's like a pitom, go
ahead.
All right. So now that you don't know what a kafris is and the avionos, you'll also not know what a nates is on the remon.
That SAT.
Oh, it's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful
like
picture.
Art.
Okay.
Whoa.
You got to try to stay in the same genre. So here you have the branch, and here's the flowers at various stages of development. Okay. Here's the early flower. The later flower and the full bloom. All right. Now, this full bloom flower, here's a cross section of it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the little stamen, we call them, the pollen ones.
Yeah, the male parts.
Okay. So, and then the pistil.
Yeah.
So, and here's the ovum. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, as it grows, the ovum, the seeds, or eggs, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, in the ovum grow out, expands, and the flower part shrinks up.
Mm.
And that's the full, and that's the ripe pomegranate. Here's
the
stem.
That's ridiculous.
The flowers fruits
the top.
Are flowers.
And the
flowers at the bottom. Flowers.
And the flowers at the top, just like Rashi says.
I mean, not typically. Flowers go different.
Not a farm.
It's the top, but it's the bottom.
Why do you insist on confusing me? Rashi says it's the top. Why do you have to be difficult?
The flower is the top?
The flower is the top. It grows, flower up. That's the way it first grows.
Is
this is just because it's too heavy. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything.
Right,
and when you see a pomegranate on the tree, the top part
all
is coming
fruits,
out of the flowers on the bottom.
Are flowers.
That's
fruits
why I thought
flowers.
The top was. That's why I thought the
top. So what we call the top of a fruit is the bottom of the flower. What was the flower?
The top
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
pointed
yeah,
to the top.
Sort of,
Pizzal,
yeah.
He pointed to the top
that's
that he's talking about.
Confused.
Right. That's what I thought. Okay.
I have no idea where the nates is. That's the only problem I have.
Zillion.
Cannot figure out what the nates is.
What's the article say on the nates?
Hmm?
What did the article say on the nates?
It's around the pitome.
It's around the pitome.
The bottom.
I don't know
where it's attached to the tree.
But.
Attached to the fruit.
So that must mean the petals of the flower. I mean, like the caper.
Right.
It was the bud.
Yeah, because it's like the caper of the...
Rashi says that.
Yeah.
But, in other words, the bud, like on the caper.
Right.
Ah, who did that?
I think you just
maybe
did.
You did.
No, I did not do that.
No,
I
can't.
I didn't hear
it. It was me. It was me.
I
underestimated the security of that of those books.
And your strength. And your own strength.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It wasn't essential. anyway, so the caper is the flower bud. You weren't here first.
What's the Hebrew word for caper?
Kafris.
Oh. Makes sense.
So that's the flower bud, which opens up into the flower.
Whoa.
Which becomes a fruit, which this is the inside of the flower. So so the Rambam says the caper is the nates, which would be the bud, which is all very fine because that factually is what people eat today as capers. The bud of the caper. So on capers you make an adama. Right? On capers you make an adama. But I don't know if this... Some of the capers actually produce fruit. This one doesn't go into the fruit stage. I guess it's... I don't know why it stops more or less at the flowering stage. But there is a fruit that follows. And that's the avionos. The fruits. But the bud, which... flowered and became the and whose ovum became the fruit remains around it.
That seems like Rashi's caper.
That's Rashi's caper. Right.
Rashi's caper.
I'm saying right, according to Rashi. But so.
But the bud falls away from the.
Eventually the flowering part falls away.
You saying that the caper
grows
around it? It grows around. It grows around when the fruit is growing. It grows around.
That's right. It grows around the avionos. The caper.
I mean the fruit.
That's right. It's a bud, flowers, and then fruits grow in, and the leaves around it remain.
So the Rambam and Rashi just are differing on what the time period of when.
It would seem so.
Rambam's telling it earlier.
Right. Okay, so the rimon also, the rimon is a flower. The rimon is about, you saw a rimon in Israel, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's a flower. And the nates is the part that remains of the part that remains at maturity. And the, I'm sorry,
the
pitnates.
Right?
The pitma
yeah.
is the part that remains at maturity. And the nates, at some point, falls away. And for our purposes, is a direct analogy between the nates and the kafis.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, first of all.
So the Bryce says the pitma is mitzdaref, and the nates is not. Okay, so what do we see from that?
So Rashi, should be Rashi in its dark. Apagav the kainalon ba'or ba'rote. Shomer mitstarfim l'tuma.
Okay, this is a different idea of a shomer. It's a different definition of shomer. It's nothing to do with our definition of shomer.
So even though we say, we establish that the shomer ma mitstarf l'tuma kala, the hainu tumas ochen, which is tumas ochen.
No, so why isn't it mitstarf as a shomer?
So hani mili klipas ha'egos v'harima.
That's the real outer skin.
Aval haneitz shomer agave shomer hu ve'ein mitzdar. V'hachi aminim ba'ha'or v'ha'lotif.
Shomer v'shomer. Fine. So it doesn't qualify for tumas ofen. Ha'or, that's the Mishnah. Ha'or v'ha'rote. So why is or tamei tumas ofen? Because it's a shomer for the basal. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
But that's not the question. That's a confusing Rashi because it sounds like the question is shomer, but it's not. Tumas Ochem is a different definition of shomer. It's not a definition of tofel or pri. Like a yad over there is considered good, something you can move it with. That's a different definitions of shomer. Okay.
It's like a side point, right? How it's
a side point. He's just trying to say, right? It's a total side point. Don't wonder why isn't it tameh as a shomer. Okay. Go ahead. The real kash is from the next piece.
So midikamar hanetz shalai mitzdarev. So since we said that its nates is not mitzdarev for tumas ochem, so amad delav ochelhu. So therefore we see that it's not an ochel.
Okay, good.
It's not, and we learn in the Mishnah, gabe orla, with regards to orla, klipe rimon v'hanetz shalo, klipe gozin v'hagar imin chayavin v'orla. That the shell of the rimon and its mates, and the shell of the egos, the walnut, yeah, and its pit, and
okay,
pits.
Walnuts. Yeah, okay.
Is it, what are egos? I thought they were
nuts. Walnuts. I don't know. Do you know where?
Egos is
big walnut.
Well, walnuts are indigenous to the Middle East. I didn't know that.
I thought it was hazelnut.
Hazelnut. That's Israeli, you know. That really.
Okay.
Good.
They have garinin and the pits. Chayavin ba'orla.
It's a general word, egos. Isn't it general?
It says nut.
Nut, but it could be, they use it predominantly for. You're, you know, you have an Israeli heritage.
So we don't
know. Okay.
So that's the Esau.
Go ahead. Chayavin Barla. Could you read that?
Rashi?
Yeah.
The Rachmana Ravinhu me Espirio. Hatafel Epirio. Because the Torah is marbed with from the
Reboy.
The Reboy of Espirio.
Right.
So includes the Tafel Epirio. Vahanates Lesa Shomer Betolish.
Factually speaking, it's not Betolish.
Right.
As this picture clearly shows. Can't even find the nates. It's definitely not Betolish. Go ahead. Means the nates dries up.
Right.
The nates dries up.
It falls from the klipa.
I mean, yeah. It's dive, yeah.
So that's the ace game.
Right, so since, no, if it was edible, then you could say maybe it's a fruit by Orla. So he's just trying to prove it's not a fruit on its own. So it can only qualify through Orla as a shomer. And it's a perfect piece of logic, right? Mm-hmm. And it falls off betolish. So you see, just because it's lese betolish doesn't mean it's not a shomer lepri. So the Kafrisin, why are they not a Shomer Lepri? Okay, go ahead. Right, so you don't say they're changing any facts. Good. Right?
I don't think so.
Go ahead. They're just narrowing the definition.
Could we work on that, or should we go on?
There's nothing here. We didn't change anything. We just...
Who's asked
the question.
No, but I mean, what's the idea of the Shomer? I mean...
Yeah. We didn't want to do it before. Why would we stop doing that?
Yeah, now we just have a bigger question against it.
John, you don't want to do the first part, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Not evident at all.
We already didn't even come on that.
Okay.
So now we need a new definition of
Ella Amarava Hecha Min Danasu Shom Lepri Hecha Deise Bishas Gemar Pira Ikafres Leise Bishas Gemar Pira.
So now we have a new definition. That what does it mean? It's a Shomer Lepri. It doesn't have to be there in its final state. It doesn't have to be there in its what do we say? In its final state. But what? Has to at least make it there for the Gemara Pri. And this is not there at the Gemara Pri, Rashi. Again, Rashi is the negative.
Kishimagia Samoch Bishulal Unafam.
Doesn't make it. Never quite makes it.
Doesn't it seem
it's
like
close.
That
right when it gets close.
Samoch Bishulal just means like the last.
And the,
it's like the last stage of the ripening.
Yeah, the last stage of the ripening. It dries up and falls off.
So it would be something like this.
So
part
apparently,
of the
smallest edible limon, at the smallest edible stage, it falls off. It doesn't have to be ready for market. This has to be edible.
Once it becomes a pre,
right?
Right.
Okay, so we're saying
yeah. So now we're saying that to be a shomer lepri, it doesn't have to be a part of its final tzura, right? Like this rimon doesn't have any shomer on it, right? Ready?
Right. No,
good. But to be a shomer lepri, it has to be there throughout its until it reaches maturity, until it reaches ripeness. If it falls off before it's ripe, it's not a shomer lepri.
So this is an earlier stage than the first definition. First definition.
Correct. First definition would have allowed it to stay on even after ripeness. As long as it falls off at some point, it would not qualify. Right.
Well,
some stage of ripeness.
So gamar lepri.
Some stage of ripeness.
So gamar lepri doesn't
mean
the end.
It would seem it ripens and then it keeps growing. There's a certain point where it's ripe, but it keeps growing.
So gamar lepri just means when it's finished ripening, but not when it's finished growing.
Gemar pri, no, means when it starts to ripen.
So I understand the difference.
Don't you have to, that's all you have to know. You don't have to, what do you mean? Well,
does Gemar pri mean when it ends?
No,
let's put it this
is
way.
Is there no difference between when it's ripened and when it
Gemar
pri
mean
ends?
Gemar?
It doesn't seem like it means that. Because he says that, it's Mashper from Rashi, that, it, when he says Samoch to what?
Are you sure?
Somoch to bishulo. Somoch to bishulo who no film now. So before it's ripe, it falls off.
Right. Seems like it.
So why do we have to be more precise than that? In other words, the other one was saying it has to be on it even after it's ripe. First definition was it has to be on it even after it's ripe. Right? According to the first definition, bitolish means even after it's ripe it stays on. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Think walnut. Right. But now it's saying that what?
It's not right.
Just be there
that
when it actually ripens at the end.
That it has to be there
up until when it first turns out of oil.
It has to be there.
When
it ripens.
That's Gemar Pri.
The Gemar Pri, but not after it's ripe. There's ripening apparently is somewhat of a time span. So there's before it's ripe, there's when it's ripening, and then there's afterwards. It would seem ripe, that's what I was saying, I guess you have to get back to it, trying to avoid this. But it would seem you have to say, I mean, not unheard of facts, but there is before it's ripe.
Right.
Then there's a stage where it's considered ripe, but it's continuing to grow.
So it's not tallish yet.
That's not yet tallish. And then there is when it's fully formed. Okay? So there's a process where it's ripe, but it's not in its full form. Right?
So it really is when it's finished becoming a pre. It's just growing more after the
Yeah.
So now, so yeah, so, not, so in that, in that revision now, so for up.
What just happened?
Nothing, nothing. Just an exchange of.
So in Rava's revision, so we're saying as long as it can last until in entering into that stage of ripening.
So now, so now a rimon, it stays there when it's ripe. There's a certain point where the rimon is ripe, and the nates is still there, right? Mm-hmm. It will fall off during the full growth period before it's full. Right? What's that?
Before it becomes tallish.
Before it gets the 613... that's 6610. So, it'll fall off. Right? So it's not called the tallish. It's not called the tallish. But it's there, Bigamar Pri. Whereas the Kafrisin will fall off before the Evyonos are considered ripe. Right? Good.
The first Rashi says...
A lot of elimination. Process of elimination.
Because Rashi uses the same word. I mean, he uses Lehibasha in both Rashis. Like
no. He says... In the first Rashi, he says... Kishmagia Lehisbasho. That apparently means it's fully...
Why? You don't say you change the facts, though.
It's reached
the same. Rashi's not changing when it actually
happens. But I'm saying, I'm saying that Kishimagia lehisbashel means the full extent of its bishel. When it reaches its full ripeness. Okay?
And then when he says
samach lebishulo? Samach means before it's in the stage of ripening. Before it's in the ripe stage. Right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering though why you're saying...
Because of the pomegranate. Because the pomegranate is apparently between Kishimagil is Bashel. The pomegranate is somewhere before Kishimagil is Bashel, yet after Sofo, yet after what?
Samach
Lebishulo. So there must be a span of time between there. That's why I have to say that there is a span of time between Samach Lebishulo and Magia Lezbasho. Otherwise, the Rimon can't exist.
Do you have to say that Lezbasho means that at the end, though? I mean, I think you just easily say Lezbasho means like the process of Bishul even at the beginning, but he's just not telling you. I mean, factually, it's the same thing. It's just, and you can work out, you know, where the fact that that's relevant only because it's before. Well,
maybe you're right. Maybe you don't say it. I mean, the Rimon. Well, yeah.
No, I'm agreeing with you on the facts. I'm just saying, just in the Rimon Rashi.
No, here's right. She doesn't say when it is.
Right.
Well, let me just think. I'm making a mistake. One second. Well, it's because it seemed plain from the Gemara. The Gemara seemed that it was obvious. Rashi says it too, that the Rimon, that the Nates falls off before the stage of Magia Lezbasha. That was the whole.
Right.
That was the whole question.
Right.
So you must say the Nates is falling off before it's Magia Lezbasha. Right. And yet we're saying that the Kafris falls off earlier than it.
Right.
So there must be a stage between Magia
Samach
Lebishulo and Magia Lezbasho. So that's what I'm saying. There has to be three stages. Mm-hmm. Unripe, ripe, and fully mature. Right? Lech?
Yep.
You're from the orchards, aren't you?
Vineyards.
Vineyards.
Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Paraguay.
Walnut Creek, come on.
We're talking about walnut.
The creek straight up.
Not how I go.
Okay, go ahead.
Really?
Should we, I don't think it's how I identify the Shambhala Creek. Two definitions. Did
anybody else get to think about it? Like, besides, I mean,
I didn't know.
Okay,
well,
is this
well,
your way of well. Saying you're not prepared any further?
No, no, I ain't. Not yet. Ainis, yourself. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Barboa. I must lead the Orla, Asiri, Ho Venasu Shomer Lepiri. The Shomer Lepiri, Emasave, Koka. The Kakari Le Shomer Lepiri. So the Maskele de Orla, so what are they? Rashi says, Maskele Betamre, Kikafris Pitzla. Another analogy.
Another analogy. So now, the what? The maskele and the tamre is to the kafir is as the kafir is to the tzla. Interesting Rashi. He doesn't say to the evyonos, right? He doesn't say to the evyonos. He doesn't say like before. Nates berimon kafir evyonos. Here he's saying maskele bitamre is to kafir spitzla. Interesting. Want to stop thinking about that?
Yeah. Cool. Isn't that just saying that it's another case of caprizin in a different...
No, tzlaf is the plant.
Tamri are the fruits, though, right? For sure.
The tamri. Does he mean the...
The date tree?
I mean... I don't know. It would seem... The normally
tamri just means fruits.
The,
yeah.
So,
what? Is a thing on...
What? It's apparently another one of these blossoms. I don't know how a date tree blossoms. Anybody know? Coconut trees? Do they have flowers? You have no idea.
They don't have flowers.
They don't have flowers.
Definitely.
Must have some type of flowering mechanism. It's an interesting thing. How does it... Okay. So when it says that it's like it, what does it mean it's like it? It means that it must mean it falls off before the pre is misbashel. Mm-hmm. Right? That's why we were saying before, the pomegranate, the nates is like it in the sense that it also falls off before the final thing.
Because that's what we were up to at
that time. But it's not really like it. Right. It's like it according to the standard that we set. But it's not really like it. Because the answer is it's different. Mm-hmm. But it means it's like it that it's not there in the end. So this one is like the kafrisim because it's not there at the gemar pri. Okay. Go ahead. And yet what?
The nasa shomer lepiri.
And it's still considered a shomer. This is the statement of Rav Nachman, right?
The shomer lepiri emes ave, and when does it become that shomer lepiri? The kofa. So Rashi says, kishe hatmarim ketanim kodem b'shul.
So it's before they're ripe. So now we have a big problem. Now we have a major problem here. It seems like we're running out of stages. Right? Now you've got to the shomer even when it's unripe. Go ahead.
Okay.
Why are we bringing up tomorrow night?
Because it's a case that is there when it's not ripe.
Well, we're still talking about the Avionis Caprician entity. We're not talking about tomorrow, it's a separate thing.
Well, we want to know about the definition of a shomer, right? When is something called a shomer? So it's interesting to think of this. Rabbi Avo says that these things on the date are considered a shomer. Then the chayiv and the aser b'orla. Right? What? The maskeli? Mm-hmm. David?
What? No. I'm saying...
Hani maskeli b'orla?
The maskeli is saying on this new thing, right? That it's equivalent to the kafras, right?
That's right. Insofar as... Right. It's equivalent to the kafras. Go ahead.
Right. But then he says the kofra is analogous to the tamarim. I just don't understand why.
Right, so he does, because Rabbi Avo is saying an interesting thing. He's saying, when does it get the definition of a shomer hafri? When is it called a Shomer Pri? He's saying it's called a Shomer Pri right away. Apparently, that means it doesn't matter if it falls off later.
Say that one more time.
No, the Gemara never here says when these things fall off.
By the Rashi said.
Huh?
The Rashi said.
He says when it falls off?
I thought he said it's analogous to the...
Yeah, but he's saying how it grows. Apparently, it's analogous.
Is this a new plant he's introducing?
I'm just thinking this through.
Every day.
No, I think... That, yeah, the date. We haven't talked about the date yet.
Oh,
I don't even have a picture of it. Right? But he says, Amos. He says, when does it have the din of a Shomer Pri? Right? Amos Havi means only there Bekufra. Shomer the Pri, Amos Havi? No, it means when is it the Shomer the Pri?
You're saying it's a different kind of question. That it's not that it falls off by that point. You're just saying it's... You're establishing that it's Bekufra?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm thinking about it. He seems to be saying, since it's there Bekufra, he's defining it. He's saying, since it's there Bekufra, that's what makes it a Shomer Pri. Doesn't matter whether it falls off actually or not. He's defining it. He's telling you that at this point is when you define it as a Shomer Pri. Mm-hmm. Meaning to say that's the essential thing. I don't know if it matters if it actually falls off or not.
I mean, it might be that's why he defines it that way.
Right. So you see from Rabbi Avohu that this thing gets its definition of a Shomer Pri because it's there Bekufra, and Bekufra is before it's ripe. So apparently, to be considered a Shomer Pri, it only needs to be there even when it's unripe. That's enough. So now the Kafrisin are there also when it's not ripe. So why aren't they a Shomer for the Avianos? Right. Okay. This is the complicated. This is a little more complicated. Go ahead. Okay, this is a new... So what is this talking about? Sovar lo ka Rabbi Yossi. Did you do this? Want me to do this part?
I can try.
You can try? Let me do that. Dekufra havi pri. Now we're saying like this. That we have a problem because Rabbi Nachman... Rabbi Nachman is now saying... Before it's ripe, it's still considered a Shomer the Pri. Okay? So we would seem to be forced to say that the Kafris is also a Shomer the Pri. Okay? But there's one thing here. There's one variable here. And that is, how do you define Pri? The Gemara is going to say that Rav Nachman was of a different opinion than we are. And Rav Nachman holds the thing is called a pre even before it's ripe. That's his opinion. Because he holds like Rabbi Yossi. It has nothing to do with us. Our definition of Shomer pre is good. It has to be there when it becomes a shame pre. We hold that only takes place when it's ripe. But Rav Nachman held like Rabbi Yossi, who held is considered a pre even when it's not ripe. But the rule of Shomer the Pri is the same. It's just when are you calling it a Pri is different. Mm-hmm. Okay? Try to get that straight, but don't be too attached to it, because it's not going to last too long. Okay, so it's sort of like this. Sovar lo ka Rabbi Yossi. Dekufra hava Pri. It is the Pri. There are no more stages after Kufra. You don't track its thing, and it doesn't become a Pri after. It's a Pri. V'apa pishlo nigma. Doesn't matter that it's not complete. That's not right. Mm-hmm. It's not finished. Lefikach shomer shalo, choshev shomer. So it's an interesting thing. It does reveal more about the idea, right? Now, whatever you call it, whenever it's called a pri, that's, again, goes back to what I was saying from the Tullish thing. That it has to be locked in there at a certain stage when it's called the pri. And you can't be concerned that after it has its halachic definition already. So how do we know that Rabbi Yossi is of this opinion that even unripe fruits are fruits? Because he says so by smodar, by a grape. He says, smodar osar. Now, what's the smodar? Josh, here's your expertise. Anovim, grapes. Okay? Kevan shenofal haperach, once the flower falls off. You ever see grapes growing? Not really. Once the flower falls off, that's called smodar. V'chol gargir nira la'atzmo kori smodar. Any little berry or grain that's visible on its own is called smodar. It's an interesting thing. Once the growth of that grape is perceived as an independent entity from the vine and the flower and everything else, once you see it as an independent entity, that's when Rabbi Yossi calls it a pri. Very interesting, right? Very interesting. V'ko'omar Rabbi Yossi, kevan shebo l'chlal smodar, kori pri, v'asem yishamorlo. At that point, it's a pri. But, Rabbanon, oh, pligi Rabbanon alay, but the Rabbanon argue. Now here's the summary. Hilkach kirabim. I'm sorry, v'halocha kirabim. Now we hold like the Rabbanon. Okay. Hilkach evyonos ba'ot shekafrisin bohen lav pirininu. So since we hold like the Chachamim, of course halocha like the Rabbim, so we don't hold it as a shame pri until it's ripe. Right? We hold it does not have the shame pri until it's ripe. And since the kafrisin fall off before it's ripe, right? Lo mikri kafrisin shomer lepri. So everything is perfect. So how do we hold really the final definition of kafrisin, of shomer lepri, is that it's there until the point when it becomes ripe, which the Gemara is now revealing to us is the shame pri. Right? Mm-hmm. So, since it's not there when the shame pre emerges, it's not a shomer lepri. Mashena came by the remonim. But Rav Nachman, who says that the date is a shomer, that those things are a shomer for the date, even though they're also not there when the pre is ripe, he's of a different opinion, a general opinion, that peros are peros the minute they're visible as independent entities. So, to him, it's a pre, but his definition is the same. Right? Good? Okay. One more thing. Let's try one more. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Maskiflo Rav Shimi Me'ardor. He has a question. Ubashar Iloni Mi Pligi Rabban Nole. Your whole thing is based on one assumption. That when the Rabbanon say Smodar is not a pri, and it's not a pri until it's ripe, and we hold like the Rabbanon, you're assuming that the Rabbanon hold that way by all fruits, even the Evyonos. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the necessary assumption. But I'm going to show you that's wrong. He says, Hatnan, because there's a Mishnah. Me'emosai, you get great ideas in this one little page here. Me'emosai ain't coats din as ailonos b'shvius. See that? We covered most of Zerayim, right? When can't you cut the trees during Shemitah year? Now, why can't you cut a tree during Shemitah year? So Rashi says. B'shar ailonos chut minanav. Ain't coats din b'shvius, rachmona omer lo achlov, lo lefzit. So it says that the fruits have to be there to be eaten. You can't destroy the fruits. Okay? So you're not allowed to cut down the trees because you're being mafkia, the shame of the ochla. Okay? But when? When can't you cut down the tree? Has to be a fruit first. Okay? Preempting the fruit is not called the hesed.
Oh, I thought it would be the opposite. It's not.
I guess it means it's going to be at a point where cutting it down, you're not really going to be able to eat it. I don't know. Good question. Anyway, so he says, "Me'emos ha'in kotzne ilanos b'shvias b'shamay omrim kol ha'ilanos misha yotziu." As ha'pri. So right when the pri comes out, that's what b'shamay says. U'beis hilal omrim ha'charuvim misha yishvishu. So charuv is what? Boxer, right. What? So what's yishvish?
Boxer.
Boxer, you know, the carob.
Carob.
What is Misha Yishvishu? Kishi Yiru Bohen Kimin Sharsharos Shel Charuvim. So it's like chains. Right? They do grow like that, like those chains. They look like chains hanging down, right?
The
seed
pods.
Yeah, right. The seed pods.
So what?
So that's a bigger shear than just Misha Yishvishu.
It's like a pea pod, right?
It's right. Chocolate.
And then it gets all like...
Yeah, that's what I think of
it. You have more opportunity to cut things down.
But it's also a plant. It's like in pot.
Or the charuvin, right.
Right.
And hagifonim Misha Yigru, which we don't know what means, but that means. Vazesim Misha Yanitsu. Rashi Misha Yigru Shanovim Gasim Kigarua. They're big like a grua. We'll come before Shlomo. Later on, explain what's a grua. Doesn't mean bad. It means a thing, apparently. A grua is a thing. Misha yanitsu, misha yigdal hanetz sovi. So by the olive, it's when the nates was what? Was the flower part again? Was the
trumpet.
When it grows around it. When it gets big around it. Okay. So that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hovashah Kol Ilonos Misha Yotziu. But everything else is Misha Yotziu. Okay? Now, V'Omer Rav, that's the fact. V'Omer Ravasi, I'm sorry, continuing. V'Omer Ravasi, who boaster, who garua, who pull alone? So he says, what is garua? Garua, boaster, garua, and pull alone are all the same thing. Okay? Rashi, kol mokum shiz kiru boser hu garua. Whenever it mentions boser, that means garua. That's its bad form, I guess. I don't know what it means. It means it's garua. It is garua. I'm not sure what from the lashon because he says because it says mishigiru sounds like a verb, right? Mm-hmm. But then Rashi says ki garua. They're big like garua. I don't know, it's a little funny way to... But it does sound like coming back saying it's an adjective, right? Like it's bad.
Not necessarily. When you say hu garua?
Hu garua.
Hu could mean it is, though.
It is.
It's that noun.
It's that noun. Yeah. But it doesn't mean garua is like a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Why not? No, I don't know.
Not like pull a love one. In other words, hu garua hu pull a love one. The Gemara says pull a love one, so pull a love one is a bean.
Right.
It says haba novim kaimina. We're talking about... Talking about grapes, right. What are you talking about beans? So it means Ela Ema Shi'uro Kipula Lavan. So in other words, Boser is the name of the grape, is what you call the grape at a certain stage, right? When it is considered Garua. You gonna go with me on this one or not? And when is that? When it's the size of the Pula Lavan. Right?
I don't know what he means, kigarua.
That's what I don't know either. That part I don't understand. I don't understand what he means when he says kigarua. It sounds like kid pull a love on.
Right.
But then later on, but why doesn't it say garua? We're not talking about those things. We're talking about grapes.
Right. I mean, unless garua is just another name for it? Like, I don't know.
It's another name for it. But the name obviously derives from the fact that it's garua.
I guess, yeah.
Right? Anyway. Right, you mean it's like a name that came from an adjective. Anyway, so where's our question? So the question is here. Man shomat le dama boser in samoda lo. So now it turns out that what's Beis Shammai saying? Beis Shammai is saying by the grape, when does it get the shame pre? Apparently the Isser of Ketzitza by Shvius is also the shame pre. All these things converge on the same definition. So when does the grapevine, when does the grape get the shame pre? Beis Shammai says, Bos says
Bishol.
What? Beis Hillel says, Boser. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Beis Shammai apparently held Samoda, or earlier. than Boser, which is even smoda, Mishiyotziu. Okay? So who is it now that says by grapes it has to be Boser and it can't be smoda? That's our friend. That is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi. Right? That was the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi said the grape gets a shame pre at smoda. Mm-hmm. And the Rabbanon said, no, Boser.
So the Rabbanon has to be like Beis Hillel.
So the Rabbanon has to be like Beis Hillel. Right? The Katani Shakol Yolanos Mishi Yotziu. But even they agree by other trees, it goes right away. Right? Thrash is man shamat le de omar gabi anovim boser hu davi pri ol smoda lo. Who is the shita that said that by a grape it has to be boser and smoda is not good enough? Ha rabbanon hu, the pligeli de Rabbi Yossi. That was the rabbanon who argued with Rabbi Yossi. B'mesechas arla v'ka'omri, and they themselves say shari lanos mishiyotziu. Havi pri haroi. That right away, Mishiyotziu apparently is the smallest form that you can see it.
Boser
is more edible apparently, but it's just bad. It's edible, but it's bad.
It's further along.
Further along. Smother is the smallest distinguishable.
Smother is like Mishiyotziu.
Very.
Smother
is like Mishiyotziu apparently. So now it turns out that the Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Yossi and said that the grape has to be ripe, and you are drawing the conclusion from that all fruit have to be ripe until they call the pri, they happen to hold, on the contrary, that only the grape has to be ripe to be a pri. But Shah Kol Yolanos, Mishi Yotziu. So now we're back to square one. Now the Kaf, now the Evnonos have a shame pri right away. And the Kafrisan are there. So they should be Shomer pri.
And you can't say that because it's not there the whole time, meaning even though it's there at the beginning of Shomer, it's apparently once it's there as a pre, it's
enough. That's right. Once it's there as a pre, l'shem Orla, then, at least for Orla, it should be...
Right.
It should be... Right? Orla's not going to look at what happens after it's the pre. If it's the pre for Orla already, and the thing is there, it's a Shomer. Mm-hmm.
So was the... When Rebbe was trying to figure out before, was it go by Tullish or by Bishol? By Samach Levishulo.
So he was holding
it. He's trying to figure out what is pre according to the Rabban by in general.
So the assumption was that it's not a pre until it's ripe. That was the assumption.
Well, the first one was that it's not a pre until it's tallish, and then he's
That would seem to be that it's a different definition. But if you're going to say the definition is shame pre,
then it just goes by
whatever you call it, the pre for Arla.
Right, and at first he was assuming that goes by Bishulam.
Right.
We're saying the first one by Talish seems to be a separate.
First one,
idea.
Yeah, everyone would agree it's Orla. I think by even before that it would seem.
It was a pre even before that.
Definitely, yeah. Because that would be a third Shita. Whose Shita is that? There's no Shita like that.
It can't just be a question of the Rabban.
There's no Shita like that in the Tanayim. You don't have any Shita like that. So now we have the final definition. The final definition, ready? Ella Omar Rava, undeterred. Heicha Amrinan Dehavi Shoma the Pri. Heicha Dechisha Kaltale Lashomer Mayas Pura. Hacha Kisha Kaltale Lo Mayas Pura. What's the definition of a Shomer the Pri? If you take it off, the Pri dies. But by the Evyonos, if you take off the Kafrisin, the pre does not die. Now, just in case you doubt this, Hava Uvda, there was actually an event.
You see, when we asked if the Rabban should do a survey,
it's
been done.
The Shakluha Lenates, the Rimona. The Nates of the Rimon was taken off. The Yovesh Rimona. And the Rimon died. The Shakua the Pircho, the Bitisa, the Ikayim Bitisa. Bitisa is the Avianos.
There you have it.
So that's the final definition of a Shomer Lepri. All right?
Based on that.